Randy Schaefer is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Randy, how are you?
Very good, Tony. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming on the program. A little bird got in my ear yesterday and let me know that Jim Benjamin was going to be rehired by the Ingham County Road Commission. Tell me about this story.
As you know, there was a lot of controversy over the last 2 years or so. Jim was wrongfully let go October 15th. His insurance and employment ended effectively October 31st. That same board that terminated him decided to rehire him, reinstate his pay grade plus a step, and he will start work May 29th for the Ingham County Road Commission.
Now, is this just?
Oh, absolutely. He was obviously wrongly discharged. I was on your show many times, Tony, and there are many articles talking about the false accusations and police reports and the undermining and so forth, all of which proved to be fictitious and vengeful and with some people having a personal agenda. And when that finally came to light, I think the Board of Commissioners put enough pressure on Ingham County Road Commission appointees, and they began to see also what was developing, and they changed their position and hired Jim back. There was also a groundswell of support from the townships, the employees, the workers, et cetera, that Jim come back to work. And so we get back to the people's business, maintaining roads, trimming brush, filling potholes, and pushing snow. And so I'm elated for him. He went through a long period that was very, very difficult.
From what I understand, the Ingham County Road Commission Board made this choice, even though they are going to be not in existence in a few days from now. Is this something that the Board of Commissioners should have decided?
Well, one could argue either point on that. Mark Grebner might say we should have decided that. However, they're the ones named in a lawsuit. And their attorney advised them to do this quickly before they left office. And I think in retrospect, it was very prudent for them to do so. I think a lot of wounds can be healed. We can start moving on with what we need to do.
Yeah, from what
I'm very elated they did it.
Yeah, from what I understand, there are some Board of Commission members who believe that they should have had the say and that this is another sneaky tactic that's being done before that board leaves.
One could definitely argue that point if a person wanted to. I can't speak for the motive of the Road Commission appointees and what they were doing. I am glad for Jim Benjamin, though, to be back at work. I think if the county board, after June 1st, the county board controls the Road Commission entirely, the same thing would have happened, but this accelerates the whole procedure. I doubt if there are more than one or two of 16 commissioners who would not want Jim Benjamin back in place at this point.
All right. So
however he gets back in place is fine with me.
Is the Ingham County Board of Commissioners ready to take control of the Road Commission? Has that process been completed?
Yes, it is. June 1st is the official date. Everything is in place. We're eager to go. And it's important to distinguish that, you know, we're not taking over the Road Commission per se. We're taking over some of those political responsibilities that used to be had by the appointees. And now will be handled in a non-political, professional manner by our county staff, Human Resources, and the Controller's Office.
All right, Randy, before I let you go, what's at the top of the agenda for the board now? What are you folks going to be working on?
Well, people are starting to scramble for the elections. April 7th is a primary. So there's a lot of activity going on. Mark Grebner is running against Pat Lindemann and trying to change the whole structure of the Drain Commission, of course. We have some interesting challenges at the county commissioner level, including Catherine Mooney, who's running against Deb Dillion in the 4th District. And so people are kind of looking at that, getting into the budget process and working our way through. And I think things will be in good hands. I think things have improved dramatically. And right now, it's just handle the budget. We're going to have to make cuts here and there and move on. I would say Ingham County is well managed overall. We have some good people. If the politics stays out of the way and we do what we're supposed to, things flow relatively smooth.
All right. Thanks so much, Randy.
Okay. You're welcome, Tony. You take care.